Wednesday, Parsha Shemos, Shira on the test.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai, last night we were by Maron, Rosh Yeshiva Shalita, Rav David Cohen. There was a lot of tremendous things we could learn out of last night's visit. One thing is, I think that we got duped again by not seeing the Rabbah Ber inside. Rav David, when he read the Rabbah Ber, read the Rabbah Ber differently than when we read it. I think pretty much differently than, at least the way it seems to me, Rav Kolevsky read it. Rav Kolevsky was saying, that you see from Rabbah Ber, Hanocha number one. Hanocha number one is you need a din dibor. There has to be dibor. Not really. I mean, that's the way it sounds like from the beginning of Baruch Ber. The whole Baruch Ber that we photocopied, that's the way it sounded. You're right. He speaks about Dibur. But then David opened up Baruch Ber and read the end of Baruch Ber. Baruch Ber says you need Haychacha B'Dibur Oy B'Maisa. What does that mean? That means there's no real Din Dibur. It's not, there's no Din Dibur. You can have Haychacha or Dibur. So it's not that there's like this need for, it needs to be Haychacha. Oy B'Dibur Oy B'Maisa. What's the Haychacha? You need Haychacha that he has rotzen for kedushin. Rav David was learning it from, said that the lashon kicha means that I'm being the guy that I want to take it. It's not just I'm taking it, I want to take it. So according to Rav Baruch Ber, the avod is you need aichacha on his das for kedushin, oy bedibur, oy bemaisa. Oy bedibur, oy bemaisa. That's what Rav Baruch Ber learns. But what we were right about is that it seems that Rav Baruch Ber is not like the Ran and not like the Rush. Then the Rav Baruch Ber is not like either one of them. That was what we were stuck yesterday. It was like, the Ran says, he's Mekadesh with what? Toivi, the Ran says he's Mekadesh with what?
Just the Kesef.
And the Dibur is Bechlal not a chelik of the Maisa Kilcha. That's not Rav Baruch Ber. So what's the Dibur for? It's mefarish that the Maisa is a Maisa Kedushin. That's not at all Rav Baruch Ber. I want you to understand Rav Baruch Ber is saying that the Dibur is on his Das for Kedushin. Rav Baruch Ber says the Ran says the Dibur is Megalit mefarish that it's a Maisa Kedushin, not on his Das. On the Maisa, the Kesem, that the Kesem is Kesef Kedushin. That's the Ran. And the Rush is a different shita altogether. The Rush says that we learn Exeris Akasa that you need Dibur of Kedusha. The Chayra Nafkamina between the three Pshatim is, and we're going to move on soon, is Asukim Baisa'inyin. How does Asukim Baisa'inyin work? They're not saying the words Harayat Makadash, but they're talking about Kedusha, where they're going to live, where they're going to get married, things like that. How does it work? So according to the Ran, the Ran says that you have to mefarish the money the kesef is for kedushin. So you could say in the Ran over here it doesn't need a pirish. It has, it's already mefurish. There is no need for dibur according to the Ran. Because I know the kesef is kedushin. I see what he's doing. A man walks over to a woman in the street and gives her money. What's this for? But if you were there, we're talking about kedushin. I know what it's for, so it doesn't need a pirish. According to Rav Baruch Ber, he says that the maisa is the dibur, or the maisa is the haychacha. You don't need a dibur; you need a haychacha. So the maisa over here is the haychacha. Why? Because if I give it to you right after talking about kedushin, what do I obviously want? What do I obviously mean? To get married. Therefore, the maisa itself is going to be the haychacha. Hashem, according to the Rush, where's the dibur? According to the Rush, you need a dibur. Where's the dibur? So we said two pshatim. Either like the Meiri, which we didn't say up until last night. The Meiri says when they're asukim b'isa'inyin, they have to say the words together. Yes, we want to get married. Those words have to have come out. So there's the dibur. Or what I was suggesting was the talking about the marriage is also considered to be a dibur. Dibur doesn't necessarily mean I have to say the exact lashon arei mekudesh is li. I just have to say something that is indicating to us I'm expressing my intention for marriage. That's expressed in Asukim Baisa'inyin. Nafkamina, the choy would come out as follows. This is what I want to bring out. We're chazuring what we said yesterday. Nafkamina, the choy would be as follows. What happens if she's Asukim Baisa'inyin and he gives her the Kedusha? What? What does that even mean? That means she's talking about, oh, we're going to live here, we're going to live there.
He hears it,
he's shasak.
So that's what Asukim Baisa'inyin means.
No,
it's not a dibur.
Hold on, let's go through it. She's being Asukim Baisa'inyin. She's talking about it. She's saying, I want to live here, I want to live there. And he goes, oh, very nice, very nice. He doesn't say, he never says anything that himself is going to be, indicate that he wants to get married. but she does. But he gives it to her right after she's saying that. So if you say like Rav Baruch Ber, so where's the haychacha in his maisa? And it's fine. It's going to work. So the lashon, according to Rav Baruch Ber, it doesn't have to be haya medaber ima. She was speaking to him. He doesn't have to speak to her. Medaber ima sounds like he's speaking to her. If we say like the way we were learning in the Rush, the pshat is that the medaber ima is functions as a dibor, then who has to do the dibor? He has to do the dibor.
His lack of a protest is as if it's like shtiri kai dar.
But that's not a dibor though. We need a dibor. If we're saying
there's nothing wrong with lack of society, even he's
going to
hear that.
No, he says it's a din dibor.
Right, this is a dibor.
No. It's
so
din dibor. Din
dibor.
Full din dibor, and he will hold like the.
What does it mean,
he says comes from kiyikach. He says you have to be koytzeitz. You need to have it. You have to be koytzeitz for nice and dumb. You have to speak about it, agree to it, and then do it.
So he's not arguing through. She says we're gonna get married.
I mean, if they're discussing it and she's and like they're having a 2-week conversation,
right?
So you need a din of his amira, of his dibor.
That's
so her thing is not gonna mess it up.
No, because again, it
right. So I'm saying,
it depends
that's
how you.
What we were saying.
What?
If she gave an amira, then
it's
going to
mess it up.
If that's called a dibor and your anti-feminist movement, yeah, then
according
maybe.
To this,
maybe,
this is
maybe,
a place
maybe,
of the dibor.
Maybe. It could be. If she. It depends on. Yeah.
It's a big chiddush.
Right.
Say that.
Right.
It means that she's not saying
no, for sure, I can't mean that. Right. So you'd have to say that tzad has to hold like the other tzad. Yeah, it can't be that she can't talk. I'll call upon him. This seems to be the different mahalchum that we have. Rav Baruch Ber is being mechadish that over here you need a chacha from his dibur or from his mais. And Rav Baruch Ber is making another chiddush that if you have intention for one, you can't use the other. I have intention to use the chacha from the dibur. I can't use the chacha from the maisa. Yeah. We said a raya to Rav Baruch Ber. Rav Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky says a raya to Rav Baruch Ber from the following case: what happens if he's medaber ima al iske get to vikidushin? And he says, Arema Kodeshus doesn't say Li. Does it work or does it not work? He's Medaber Ima. So if he wouldn't say anything and he was Medaber and gives it to her, what would be the din?
Good.
It would be good. But he did. He was Medaber Ima. And he said, Arema Kodeshus didn't say the word Li. What's the din? Says, the Mordechai brings Shitas Rav Nosson, says they're not Mekudeshes. Pela Otzam, they're not Mekudeshes. Says the Mordechai, forget about the Dibur. Let him be Mekudeshes. Does Medaber work? Yes. So what's the problem? Because he said, are we Mekudeshes? Why is that shter? And even the Rush that says they are Mekudeshes, not the Mordechai, the Rush that says that agrees to the Mordechai, but he says for a different reason. He says the Mekudeshes because in a situation of Medaber, and you say Mekudeshes, that's going to be Yadayim Achichos. But it has to work with Yadayim Achichos. If I would hold, there's no Yad for Kedushin, ain't no Mekudeshes. Why? Because Medaber works. So it says Rav Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky is a writer of Baruch Ber. The reason is because once you start using your Dibor, you can't use the medaber ima anymore. You can't use the umdana anymore. Because you're trying to be mekadesh with your haychacha from dibor. You can't be mekadesh with your haychacha from your maisa anymore.
The whole reason why we need to leave by the dibor though is because we want to know what he's talking about. That he wants her to marry him.
Right.
So even if you're not going to use the umdana or whatever it is from the medaber ima, you still know who he wants to marry. You know for sure.
Yeah, but you need a haychacha on that. It's part of your kicha. We don't have das for the kicha. If that becomes part of your Maisa Kedushin, I have to express that, and I only expressed it through the Maisa Kinyan, and your intention was to be Kaddish with the Dibor, and not with that, then you're out, because you had the wrong intention. That's the way Baruch Ber learns. We said a different pshat yesterday, which we were machaving to what Reb David himself said, which is that it doesn't mean because there is a haychacha, you just can't use it. The pshat is that from a dibur shnei minish kenundana means that when a person speaks, you don't assume anything other than what he says. We have to take what he says. If he doesn't say kedushin, there's no kedushin here. There's no das for kedushin. We could try to deduce that maybe. We don't make umdinas when a person speaks. When a person speaks, we listen to what he says. Therefore, what even yoni was voice would be megareya in the medaber ima. It's going to ruin the medaber ima. Akoponim. But let's try to think for a second. This Shaila, I want to ask you a question. The Rush's svar is very compelling. The Rush says it's called Yadayim Mechichos. What's the pshat? It's, A person is medabri imah liski gittin v'kedushin, and it says v'mekudeshes. Who does he want to marry her to? Someone else? He was just medabri imah. For sure it's yadayim machichos. What's the tzad that it's not yadayim machichos?
It's common to be an isha for somebody else.
I just talked to her about us getting married.
Who said about you getting married?
Okay, but we don't focus on anything
else. We're just
trying to be what you want.
We're
information about
we're assuming that, that the way that David said it, also talking about us getting married, not about marriage, not about the concept of marriage. We're talking about us. We're assuming at the moment. For sure the Rush is assuming that. Right? We're talking about us getting where you want to live, where do you want to live, what type of hole we're going to get married in, all that. And this is Rav Mekudeshes. Of course it means Mekadesh to him. Why in the world would we say that's not considered to be Yadayim Mechichos?
Just looking at the Dibor now.
But the Dibor...
It says in the Dibor is not enough for it.
And Achanami, but you put it in the context of everything else.
We don't put it in the context.
Oh. So the Chayr of the Machloikis is going to be as follows. When you look at Yadayim Mechichos, do you look at is the Lashon itself Mechiach? Or do we take everything into account? Let's look at where they're standing. Let's look at where she's from, where he's from, what else is going on. Is that also taken into account when we discuss something Yadayim Mechichos? The Chor that's going to be the Machloikas here between the Rush and the Mordechai. The Mordechai says it's Yadayim Sheinam Mechichos. Why? Because the words Harei Mekudeshes don't necessarily mean that means to you, maybe someone else. Yeah, but come on, we were just talking a second ago about getting married. I don't look at that. And the Rush says, you do look at that. Now, this machloikas, l'choira, is going to be a machloikas also between the marit and the avne miluim. What happens if there's mishudachas? Mishudachas means they're engaged. Not erusin, because erusin is, we're talking about making, they're engaged. They have agreed to get married. They've agreed to get married. The two of them. And he walks over into her and he says, Harei Mekudeshes, and doesn't say Li. So anyone that knows the circumstances, is there any question in your mind of who he wants to marry her to?
No.
That's Yadayim Mechichos of who he wants. But the Marit says no. Marit says, L'maisa, the Lashon, Harei Mekudeshes, doesn't say to me that it means to him. Yeah, but put it in context. He doesn't care about the context. He doesn't care about the context. Therefore, says the Marit, for that reason, even by Mishudachas, it's not going to work. Because the Shaila is the din of Yadayim that you need Mechichos. Is the Pshat you need Mechichos. It has to be from within the Yad, from within the Lashon, it has to be Mechiach. Minei Ubei, it needs to be Mechiach. You have to have the Hechach, we just look at the Lashon, or we take everything else into account. Anything else also is... The Chayra... This machlekes could be a kolpanim. It could be that at least in regards to kedushin, it could be that it depends on machlekes of why is there a dibur here, bachla. If the dibur that's here is because you need a dibur, Yaakov Weinstein is very disturbed. Like, what do you need a dibur for? But if the dibur is because you need a dibur. So then, I need a dibur. And if the dibur mitzad, the dibur is not a dibur, the dibur is not a dibur. So therefore, you need a ichacha from the yad itself. However, if you understand that really all you need is some sort of ichacha, it could even be toich myself. I don't need a dibur mamish. So all I have to do is know under the circumstances what's going on. It has to be from the dibur minei ubei. Why does it have to be from the dibur? It just has to be that it's clear. So it's very clear what I'm doing. Everyone knows what I'm doing. It's mishudachas. Everyone knows. Yeah, but the dibur doesn't say it. Why does the dibur have to say it? So if you learn that there's a din dibur over here, which sounds like from the Rush, there's a cost of you need a dibur. In a chanami, the dibur has to be a dibur. What makes it a dibur? If the hechacha is in the dibur itself, will make it a dibur. But if it's just a question of we have to know what you're talking about, what you mean, so then even a dibur mibachutz. L'choira, that could be over here the machloikas we have, and perhaps it's nageya to other things over here also. It could be that this is going to be nageya. What it says in the Gemara, the Gemara says that if a person says Harei Mekudeshes and he doesn't say Li, so that's called Yadayim She'eino Mechichos. What does Shmuel hold? L'maskana, what does Shmuel hold? It's not good. So how does the condition work? Only if you say li. What about when a person says hareyat migureshes or hareyat mushleches, hareyat migureshes, hareyat muteres lecholodnu? You have to say li. So we said from the Rambam you don't. We asked why not?
Because everybody knows.
But if you look in the Tosis Rid says hu hadin beget. Tzorech lichtoiv beget li. Tzorech lichtoiv beget. Why do you have to write in the get li?
Rambam does say ksiva.
What?
The
reason is because this that everybody knows that it's going to be li is not enough. The Lushan has to say it, and this Lushan doesn't say it unless you put the word li in. What are you saying, Aaron?
Didn't the Rambam say, we asked, like, the Rambam says kasab by Amar by.
By Kedushin?
By
not by Gerushin.
By Gerushin.
Gerushin's only Ksiva. But the Rambam says by Ksiva, you don't have to write Li. You don't have to write Li in the get. And the Zrit says you have to write the word Li in the get. Not just say, you have to write it in the get. What do you have to write it for? Everyone knows what you're doing. What the answer is. But the Lashon, in order to be a Lashon, it's not a Lashon. Lashon in the get. From the Dibur Atzmai. Okay. Rabbi said, first of all, we have to make here. In the Gemara, let's see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, Amar Shmuel. Amar Shmuel. I'm going to start again from the beginning. We just want to read through the Rashi's. There's a few different Rashi's which we didn't make. Amar Shmuel, b'kedushin nasan l'kesav v'shav l'kesav v'amal hareyat mukudeshes, hareyat mureses, hareyat li l'intu, hareyat zu mukudeshes. Hareyat ishech, hareyat nibanach, hareyat nirusech, ain't kan beis mechush, v'chein negerushin. Nasan l'v'amal hareyat mushalachas, hareyat mugreshes, hameteres l'chol adam, hareyat zu mugreshes. Ain't ishech, hareyat nibanach, hareyat nirusech, ain't kan beis mechush. Baruch atu Adonai. Says Rashi. Hariat Makudeshes, Velo Garsinan Li, that we understand. Ein kan beis mechush, says Rashi. Ein kan afilu safek kedushin. Deki ikach ksiv. Velo shikiach atzmai la. Vedegerishin, ein kan beis mechush, afilu pois lakuna. I have two diukim in this Rashi. You want to help me out? You ready? Deek number one. Why by Gerushin is it Enkan Beis Mechush? Why is that true? What's the reason? What? What's the reason? What? Sheshilach es Atzmai. Rashi doesn't say that. Does Rashi mention by Gerushin what the Pasuk is? It's a different Pasuk.
Same concept,
but it's a different makar. Why does Rashi bring the makar for kedushin and not makar for gerushin? If anything, kedushin already saw the pasuk of ki yikach. Already knew the pasuk of ki yikach. So Rashi is saying by kedushin it's ki yikach v'lo shiakiach atzmoy lo.
But it's
not, because the Gemara says the Gzeres HaKasav. If that would be true, then I wouldn't need the Gzeres HaKasav. But the Gemara on the top of Daf Vav Amud Aleph says, without the Gzeres HaKasav, wouldn't be true. Right? So you see that we have a... So Elamai, Rashi shouldn't be bringing either Pasuk. Because it's a Gemara. It's right there. It's like, it's a few lines later in the Gemara. Why is Rashi bringing you the Pasuk? I think Rashi is coming to Bavor on the following thing. What's the din by Nasan hu v'amrahi?
It's either not good or it's a suffix.
It's either not good or a suffix. Why is it a suffix? The pasuk says ki yikach.
Maybe it doesn't have to be the whole
thing. So over here, why don't you also have a suffix? Why don't you have a suffix over here also? Ein kan beis mechush. Ein kan afilu suffix kedushin. Why not? Why don't you have a suffix also over here? Maybe it's not full kicha. Maybe it's enough of a kicha.
so different.
What?
It's different. Yigafish means that he has to take if she's.
He's taking over also. He's just taking himself. So Rashi is bavarning over here. This is not increases in Kedushin. Even by Kedushin. Rashi is bavarning that over here, it's not the pshat that you're lacking in the kicha. Over here, you're doing the wrong kicha. So when you're lacking in your kicha, we have a suffix. It was nasan hu v'amrahi. Did I do enough kicha? There's a suffix that's called enough kicha. But I did the full the kicha is in the right direction. Over here you're doing it the wrong way. When you're doing it the wrong way, inkan beis mechush. There's nothing to even to be there's even no suffix. Therefore Rashi has to emphasize over here the drasha is kikach velo sheyakiach atzmoilo, is doing the wrong kicha. With the gerushin inkan beis mechush af lepoisla lekahuna. What does it mean af lepoisla lekahuna? We don't consider her ever married. What does that mean? Rashi said before, Enkan beis mechush, afilo enkan af sofek kedushin. Ulgerishin enkan beis mechush. Does that mean also enkan afilo sofek gerishin? Is that what it means? Yeah. So why doesn't Rashi say that? What does it mean? Enkan. What does it mean? Rashi said enkan beis mechush by kedushin. It means enkan afilo sofek kedushin. And by gerushin, in kameis mechush af lepoisla lekohuna. What does that mean?
Could be the poisla could be going kedushin also maybe.
What do you mean?
Poisla could also be going kedushin if the husband's a kain. It's not going to poisla from getting back.
To getting back to the first one, you mean?
The one that she.
Interesting. Doesn't sound like it, but maybe. I have to try to think about that more. Gabriel, what do you think? What does it mean, inkan beis mechush? I feel the poisla la kohuna. So there's a concept in the Gemara which is called reach haget. Reach haget is even if it's not megureshes, but we say there's something called reach haget. What does that mean? Smells of a get. Has the smell of a get. What do we do when there's a reach haget? We passel her lekahuna. So what Rashi is saying is not only is it not a suffic gerushin, there's not even a reach haget over here. There isn't even a shmek of a get. There's garnished. So what does it mean, enkan beis mechush by kedushin? There's no suffic kedushin. What does enkan beis mechush mean by gerushin? There's in reach haget. So the words enkan beis mechush mean different things. By kedushin it means there's no suffik kedushin. By gerushin it means there's no reach haget. Why does enkan beis mechush mean two different things in two different places?
It doesn't really. Get just a different din than kedushin. So naturally, when you take that to the put the din in place, it naturally is going to have different outcomes.
There's such a thing as suffic gerushin. Why don't you say enkan beis mechush means there's no suffic? Is even a suffic gerushin? No, it doesn't. No, it means more than that.
Kedushin, there's no more than this. What's
going to
be more than this? There's no
suffic gerushin. There's no more than that. So let me say it a little differently than what Yaakov's saying. What do the words enkan beis mechush mean? It means there's nothing to worry about. It means there's nothing here. Nothing. So by kedushin, what is nothing? Not even a suffic kedushin. By gerushin, what's nothing? Even more than no suffic kedushin, there's even reich haget. There's nothing. So it's not the pshat that inkan beis mechush means two different things. It means go to the end. So to the end, by kedushin is there's no suffic kedushin, and by gerushin there's isn't even reich haget.
Is there something still called reich haget if there's no suffic? Is there no suffic? Mm-hmm. Is there still something called reich?
Yes. Yes. Reach haget means that if it looks like a get, even if we know it's not a get, even if we pass it's not a get.
It's a get.
Even
how would she end the puzzle?
We'll pass her for the kuhuna. We'll pass her from kuhuna. Midrash Rabbanon will say
she can never end up marrying a kohen anyways.
Yeah, I didn't get that either.
He's going to divorce her right afterwards. Or if he dies. If he dies.
And if she was divorced from beforehand, she was living with a man she wasn't married to.
What happens if he dies afterwards? Husband dies. Right. Now, did she get divorced? So if there's reach haget, then she's going to be passed for kohen.
But if there's reach haget, she was living with a man she's not married to.
That's not.
It's not possible, Bruno?
No. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Lememra. Amr le Rapapa la Bay, Lememra, the Sava Shmuel, Yadim Shin Mechikos, have you dying? Vatanan, Omer, Aha, Hareza Nazir. Vavina Bob, Dilma Hobbit Tainus Kamar. Vamma Shmuel, Vuhushay Nazir over the fun of. Time is a Nazir over the fun of. Halav Hochiloi. So Shmuel seems to say only because Nazir over the fun of. Says the Gemara, Chmaskin and Damar Li. And Achanami, Shmuel Taka holds that Aha alone won't work. And our Sugi is not Yadim Shin Mechikos, our Sugi is a full Lashon. Vomarli Yochim Ala Memra says the Gemara, Michael Mashman, Hani Lishni Basroi Kamashman, Hokksiv Kiika Kosha Kikas Atsmai, Hokksiv Shilkosh Yishlach is Atsmai. Let's see Rashi. Says Rashi, Yadim Shein Achichas, Beis Yad Achizas Adover, you're holding on to it. Afa Pisha in a Muchach, Achizas Loshin Gomahu. Kihacha, the Omer Arem Kudash, is Vomar the man. Have you diamond? Vomarli Dide Kiddisha. Rimadaik and Rashi, it's only been a gate to Kedushin. Rashi seems to like the Rambam. Aha ehye. It says the Gemara, Vishahayu nazi over the fun of. Divade aha ehye afani kazeko amar. Alma be'inon haichacha. Yeah. So it sounds like from Rashi. The Rashi is saying the following thing. In the Gemara's Hava Mina, when he says aha, what was he saying? What was the yad? Aha what? Person says, Omer aha, hareze nazir. So finish the sentence for him. I will aha nazir. I am a nazir. That's what we thought it was. The Gemara says maybe it means aha b'tainis. What's the Gemara's maskana? It's talking about nazir over the fun of, and therefore what? I will be. Then he for sure means aha nazir. Is that the pshat?
No.
Then the aho means something else. Aho kezeh, Rashi says. It's not the pshat that now we know for sure when you say aho nazir that you mean nazir. Now it's aho kezeh. I am like this person. So we're changing what the end of the sentence is now. Because nazir over the front of it becomes aho kezeh.
What happens if the nazir was fasting?
What?
What happens if the nazir was fasting? According to this.
Interesting question. What happens if there's a faster over the fun of? Would you say also over there?
No, it's one guy.
Aha, aha, kazeh.
Can you see on someone that he's a faster?
You can't see on
nazir,
someone.
Also no. Nazir, if it's the first day.
You can't always, see on it. He's fasting all the time. He fasts every bahab. Maybe over here we could apply the svara that we were saying from the Rashba. That what? That this person is not a faster. How kazeh? There's no such thing as kazeh. By nazir, a person became a nazir. How kazeh? I want to be like this person. What does that mean? He's a nazir. It's a shame toyer. But aha, kazeh doesn't pass on a person who's fasting. It's not him. It's what he's doing.
It could still mean the other way though. It could still mean I'll be
betainus, like this person.
Yeah. No, I'm saying even when a nazir over the fun of, you can still mean I will be betainus.
And Hanami, but yeah, I don't know if he's pointing.
I mean, he's saying, oh, like him, kazeh.
But in aha kazeh.
We choose. Right. We're saying that
because over here there's achacha. Because when a person just says aha, what in the world does he mean? But if there's something it's in front of us that's indicating, so we have no reason to assume that he means anything else. In other words, to make up randomly means aha b'tainis, so say aha b'tainis. If a person just said the word aha, we got to figure out what he means. But over here, it's very obvious what he means. L'chura. Zokt, yeah. Okay. Rabbi say, how do we paskin? How do we paskin? It sounds like from our Gemara. Are we paskin? Yadayim she'enam achichos. Lo yehavi yadayim. That's what it sounds like from our Gemara. Because the Gemara says, "Halchav ma'eskinon, d'amar li." If he doesn't say li, then I'm a kudeshus. Tosfos in Nazirus, in Maseches Nazir, is medayik the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Lememra de'savar Shmuel yadayim she'ein machichas." What is lememra de'savar Shmuel? It's like, do you mean to say? That's usually a setup for the Gemara saying that he doesn't hold that way. The lashon of the Gemara in Nazirus is lema. Lema kasavish. Let us say Shmuel holds. Almost everywhere in Shas, when the Gemara uses the words lema kasavar, the Gemara is going to end up saying he doesn't. Lema is like an attempt. Does that mean to say that Shmuel holds? Which would imply that Shmuel, we're going to backtrack from that. So therefore, says Tosfos, that it would appear from the language of the Gemara that Shmuel actually holds Yadayim She'en Machichos. Have Yadayim.
Well, so only because we had a Raya against him.
What?
Saying the
lema
to Sarah Shmuel, and then we bring the
Gemara of
Aha.
And a Chanami. But usually when it says lema, the Gemara is about to fall off that. So, Tosis brings another girsa, and he says, Tosis says that according to some Rishonim, we paskin midaim she'en machichos have yadayim. Yadayim she'en machichos have yadayim. And he says it really depends on the gears and the Gemara and Nazir. The Gemara says, Leima kasav shmuel yadayim she'en mechichos lo havi yadayim. Says the Gemara, one gear says, the Gemara says, in. The other gear says, the Gemara says, loy. If the Gemara says, in, what's the Gemara saying? You're right. Yes, he does hold that way. The Gemara says, loy. The Gemara is saying, no, he doesn't hold that way. So the Gemara is saying, elamai. It's talking about a case of Nazir over lefanav. So what did the Gemara, come out? Let's see how Tosfos says by us. Tosfos by us discusses these two tzadim. Says Tosfos, "Hacham eskin d'amar li." Tosfos says, "Mashma demasik hacha l'Shmuel d'idaim shen mechichas loy havi yodayim." It seems like we come out that way. V'teima the bereish meseches nedarim amar ha'omer lechaveroi mudrani mimcha mufreshani mimcha meruch kani mimcha. These three are all the shinais that are going to be the beginning part of a neder. A full neder is, I'm making a neder that I'm not eating from you. I'm making a neder that I'm not tasting. So mudrani, mufreshani, meruchkani are like the beginning parts of neder. She'eni ayichol, she'eni toyem is the end parts of neder. So you say those l'shoynes aser. V'ka'amar ha'la b'gamara, amar shmo, v'kulam ha'chiyemer she'eni ayichol, she'eni toyem lach. You have to say both together. Mudrani, she'eni yoichol. Mufashani she'eni toyim. My time. Dilma medrani mechad dilma mishtina bedoch mashma. Mufashani lechom dilma abdina masumad bedoch mashma. Mufkan mishtina dilma kamina b'dara amas dilma mashma. Maybe those words just mean I won't stand in your dalat amas, I won't do business with you, I won't be involved with you. Maybe it means any of those l'shaynas. So therefore you need both together. And the Gemara there, parach, lema kasar v'shmo yadayim she'en mechichos lo'ab yadayim. The Gemara says maybe that's to tell us that Shmuel holds it's not Yadayim. Umeshani Shmuel Muki Masnisan Kirib Yehuda. Shmuel makes the Mishnah be that way. Shmuel Muki Masnisan Kirib Yehuda. Sounds like he doesn't hold like him. He's just saying the Mishnah goes like that. Mandamar. Sounds like I don't hold that. That's what the Mishnah holds. El Svira Lei Yadayim the Havi Yadayim. Sounds like Shmuel holds Yadayim Shem Mechichos is Yadayim. Says Tosfos Ve'en Lafarish the Shmuel Muki Masnisan Kirib Yehuda V'Savar LaKavose. You can't say that Shmuel Zetz Zayin like the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda and he holds that way. That's what it means. Shmuel Muki like Rabbi Yehuda and that's the way we paskin. Why the Kamar Baser Hachi Umay Duchke LeShmuel LeUkmi Masnisan Kirib Yehuda? The Gemara asks a question. So why is Shmuel making the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? What do you mean? If he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, of course he's going to make the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. Well, my kasha, my dochik, umuki masnis Rabbi Yehuda. Mishum the savor lekavose, lekach muki Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the Gemara want by that? Says the Ran. The Ran says a teretz. It says no. Maybe Shmuel Taka holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the Gemara's problem? Of why was he dochak the Mishnah go like Rabbi Yehuda? Because I'll ask you, why does Shmuel hold like Rabbi Yehuda? What comes first? The chicken or the egg? Why does Shmuel hold like Rabbi Yehuda? Because there's a Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. So, the Gemara is asking the question, but why'd you make the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda? But once the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, as a result of that, how does Shmuel paskin? Like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara is saying, okay, but why were you doichik to make the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? And as a result of that, now paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Gemara's question.
We say just paskin like the Mishnah?
He possibly is like the Mishnah.
Right.
So why making the Mishnah right, like according to like the Mishnah go like Yehuda, which is Daim Shein Mechichas Lo Avi Daim, make the Mishnah like the other man Damer? Why'd you do that? Why did you cram Rabbi Yehuda into this Mishnah and therefore have to passing like him? Change the Pshat in the Mishnah and then you could passing like the Chachamim. That was the Gemara's question. That's what their answer is. But the Tosis doesn't say that. Elavada Kim Le Dehavi Yodayim. It sounds like this is assuming that Shmuel seems to hold that Edaim Shein Chichas Havi Yodayim, and he doesn't passkin like Rabbi Yehuda. V'oid another raya. The Amar Begitin Gufa shall get Harei Muteres Lechol Adam. What do you write in a get? What's the language? Gufa shall get. Harei. What does it mean? Gufa shall get. The meat of the get. What's the difference between the meat and the potatoes? I'll tell you the difference. One is called the Teirif, and the other one is called the Teifis. The Teirif of the get is the part of the get that has to be written Lishma. There's, how many lines are there in a get? Does anyone know? 12 lines, Gematria get. How many of those lines have to be Lishma? Around 2 of them. That is called the Teirif of the get. That's called the Gufay Shel Get. That is the meat of the get. Everything else doesn't have to be Lishma. So they have a basic text of a get. They leave a bunch of things blank. And that you have to write in Lishma. What's Gufay Shel Get? Harei Amateres Lechol Adam. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. Rabbi Yehuda says, V'dein D'lahave Lechim Inoy. Who Gufay Shel Get? There's more that's part of the goof of the get. It's not just Harei Muteres L'chol Adam. Harei Muteres L'chol Adam is talking about who? Just the Isha. Harei At Muteres. V'dein D'lahave L'chi Minoy. This should be for you, from me. Minoy means from me. Who goof shall get? It's also part of the goof shall get. Upligi Rabbanon Alei. V'shmu'al Savaki Rabbanon. What's the machlokes? Machlokes is whether Yodayim She'enu Mechichos have a Yodayim or not. Because if you hold that you have to say Li, does it have to say Li or not? This should be to you from me. That's going to be the Machlokes over here. Says Tosfos. So therefore, the fact that Shmuel Savar Kirabonon, you don't have to write V'dein L'Havi L'Chu Minoy. Obviously, Shmuel holds Yodayim She'enu Mechichos. Lo have your dime. Shadaim Shem Chichas have your dime. I mean, you don't have to write Gufa Shel Get. Where does Shmuel hold like the Rabbanon? Taisa says Shmuel sub like the Rabbanon. There's no Gemara in Shas that Shmuel says he holds like the Rabbanon. Says the Marsha, I'll tell you where. Because Shmuel says, Shmuel says that you don't have to leave over a space to write V'dein D'Ahava L'Chu Minoy Lishma. Why don't you have to write a Lishma? It must be that he holds that that's not Gufa Shel Get. It doesn't have to be Lishma. It must be he holds that you don't have to write it. Says the Rabbi Lozer Mimitz. Maybe it's not true. Maybe you have to write it, it just doesn't have to be Lishma. Because what are you writing the Dain for? You're just writing the Dain in order to make your Dain Mechichos. But let the Yad just be Harei Muteres L'chol Adam, and the Mechichos comes from the V'dein. The V'dein is just making Mechichos. It doesn't have to be Lishma. Tosfos seems to understand that if you want it to be your Dain Mechichos, then the Mechichos has to also be Lishma. That has to be part of the Gufa Shel Get. And the Rebbe Lazami Mintz argues. What's the machlokes? The choy of the machlokes is like this. Do you say Yadayim Mechichos is that the Mechichos has to come from the Yad? If the Mechichos has to come from the Yad, that means that the Mechichos has to be part of the Lashon. If this is the Lashon of the Get, what does it have to be? Lishma. But then you say you just have to have some sort of Mechichos. So if somewhere in this document it says, V'dein D'Lahav L'Chu Minoy, I know now that this is what we want to accomplish, then it's considered a Yad Mechichos. The Yad became Mechichos. So therefore it doesn't have to be Lishma. That's the Chor going to be the Machlokes. Says Tosfos, V'yesh lo yimar d'arei at mekudeshes, v'lo amar li, lo yimash maklal du mekudeshes li kamar. Tadu masi lo kadesh ish lo chavero, v'yadayim sheni mechichos, klal kihani, v'adei kamar shmuel, lo havi yadayim. V'hai din adorim, havi mechichos tvei. Says Tosfos, no. Perhaps the case of Rei Mekudeshes, he doesn't say Li, is considered to be Yadayim She'eno Mechichos klal. Yeah. This Tosfos seems to be a stira to the previous Tosfos. Tosfos over there said that it has to be mochiach tzas. Tosfos said that has to be chotch somewhat mochiach by a habetainis or benazir. Over here Tosfos says that without saying leaves ain't a mochiach klal. Yeah, it could be taka. This place depends on which gears you have in the Gemara there. Akoponim says Toisvis. V'cheina he the koisiv toise gittin having mechichas denu megarish eshes chaveri. Achbereish meseches nado yesh svarim degarsi ha'oimar ha reze nazir amishmuel v'hu shaya nazir adelafanav v'kamar lema kasav shmuel yadayim shen mechichas lav yadayim in mishum hachi kinazir adelafanav av yadayim mechichas umahani. אבל אין נזר אבל לפניו, הבי ידיים שאינו הכי חס, ולא מהני. וספרם דגרסי, למה כסף לשמוע, ידיים שאינו הכי חס, לא הבי ידיים משני, אוי אבל לפניו, הבי ידיים שאינו הכי חס, לא חלה פוחס. אבל אין אבל לפניו, אפילו אינו הכי חס, לא הבי. So it's a machlokes, if the case of Nazir, if a Nazir is not אוי אבל לפניו, is that considered to be מכי חס? Or is it and not even מכי חס? If it's not Nazir, אוי אבל לפניו, it's nothing. If that's true, what about the case of Nazir, אוי אבל לפניו? Is Nazir, אוי אבל לפניו, considered to be ידיים Malchichos? Nazir over the fun of. Is Yadayim Malchichos or Yadayim She'ena Malchichos? In our Gemara, it seems like it's Yadayim Malchichos. But according to what Tosfos is saying, that there's another darga of its Malchichos Ktsas. Shaila says, Nazir over the fun of, is that considered to be a Chacha mi Bafnim or a Chacha mi Bachut? That Yesh Lachkor, because now it's saying a lashon of harini afani kazeh, maybe that's called a chacham ibefnim. In a matziv of nazir, maybe that's called the way that we talk. Let's daf and visit. What? By nazir over the funav. Is it a chacham ibefnim or a chacham ibachutz? It's a chacham gemura, but is the chacham considered that a chacham ibachutz? Because it's not from the lashon. It's just because nazir is the funav. Or in this circumstance, is that the way a person's supposed to talk? Do we talk that way in this circumstances? We basically have exhausted the sugya of Yadais. The next sugya is getting us back into more of the shadows of Lashainas. This Gemara is going to go relatively quickly until we get to the two dots on the bottom. Bez Hashem, we're going to start the next sugya tomorrow.